Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, May 31st, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the life and legacy of the late ZAPU leader, Tumiso Tabengwa.
To join our discussion, as usual, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 Midomoy frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And don't forget that we are streaming live on the internet, and you can reach us on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the life of the late former ZIPRA Intelligence Supremo, Tumiso Tabengwa.
Thousands of people gathered at Bulawayo's White City Stadium today to pay their last respects to the late ZAPU leader, who died in Kenya last Thursday of a liver ailment. He was declared a national hero by President Emmerson Mnangagwa's Politburo of the ruling ZANU-PF, and he will be laid to rest tomorrow at his family homestead in Emakaleni in Tavazinduna, Matabeleland North Province.
The late ZAPU leader, who joined the liberation struggle in the 1960s and underwent military and intelligence training in the Soviet Union, played a critical role in launching an armed struggle against the white colonial regime, resulting in the Lancaster House Agreement that led to black majority rule in 1980.
The late Tumiso Tabengwa was detained with his colleague, the late ZIPRA commander, Lieutenant General Lookout Masuku, following the discovery of an arms cache in the 1980s in a farm owned by ZAPU. The courts cleared them of any wrongdoing, but were locked up until Masuku died in prison in 1986.
In the 1990s, Tabengwa pulled ZAPU out of a unity accord with ZANU-PF, signed in 1987 following a crackdown on ZAPU members by the North Korean-trained 5th Brigade, whose mission was to flush out dissidents which the state claimed were linked to the opposition party then led by the late Joshua Mkabo Nkomo.
Of course, we are hearing reports that former South African presidents Jacob Zuma and Thabo Mbeki will be attending the burial tomorrow. But as for President Emmerson Mnangagwa, he is not expected to attend the burial, according to some senior government officials. They are telling Studio 7 exclusively that Mr. Mnangagwa might visit the wife of the late Tumiso Tabengwa after the burial. Gibbs.
Yeah, blessing Gunjan for it to Napake School Mang Pilo Kam Numza Gamui to Mr. Tabengwa Uti Lamtamatabangali White City at the Valesa Corner. Since you really want to be Kuluma Kushaka Kulu, Nimwenzwa Numzana to Mr. Tabengwa. Is there was good to Tabengwa, Wise Mpini, Napa Kangalakona if we are less Zipra, Jalo Muye, why Kangale is intelligence, who Zipra Lagozapu. Konapo ke waye kwenza ukuthi nguye wayesenza ukuthi ama lecacha angene kwele Zimbabwe ayihlasela wayehlasela phela uhulumende ka Ian Douglas Smith. So sabona ke esisanda ukuvela empini uDumiso Tabengwa lomunye wakhe uLookout Masuku babotshwa bebotshela ukuthi kwakuthiwa kulama dissident ayekhona ngale eMatabeleland lenkabazwe. Kulandela khonokho ke uLookout Masuku wabhubhela khona ngale ke evalelwe. Kwathi ke uDumiso Tabengwa yena waphuma kodwa inhliziyo yakhe ngokutsho kwakhe ukuthi yaba buhlungu uzowabhubha injalo. Siyakhumbula ke ukuthi ngo-1987 kwaba le Unity Accord. Unity Accord ke leyi yayimanyanisa iZAPU leZANU. Siyakhumbula ke ukuthi kwakulo umongameli ngaleso sikhathi obizo lakhe kwakungu-Robert Gabriel Mugabe. Kodwa ke uDumiso Tabengwa wabona ukuthi hayi abantu bezaphu bangani bathwaliswe nzima, wasephuma ke khona ngale ke kuZANU-PF eyayisingani imanyene. So ke ube lokho elwisana nje lokuthi kube lenkululeko eZimbabwe, abantu bamanyane, abantu benze konke abakufisayo njengalokho bakulwela ngesikhathi sempi yenkululeko. Soke siyawazi ukuthi uyangcotshwa kusasa emanxaleni kona ngale ke entaba zinduna eMatoren North. Yes, soke kunjalo ke blessing.
Ah wongo ka hamwadiwa nasi trauti tinge tichi tarisa nezve upenyu. Uye kuzoradzikwa mangwana kwegamba renyika vadhumiso dabengwa vakashaya svondo rapera vari kuKenya vachibva kunorapwa kuIndia. Hongu Police Bureau ya ZANU-PF yakagara pasi ikati vaitwe gamba renyika zvichireva kuti vaitarisira kunoradzikwa kumarinda Heroes Acre muHarare asi sechido chavo vari kuenda kunoradzikwa kumusha kwavo kuNtaba Zinduna mangwana. Nekuti vakati ndoko varida kunoradzikwa pedyo nehama dzavo. Nhasi vanhu vanga vari ku White City Stadium Bulawayo vachionekana navadhabhengwa mangwana vakutarisirwa kuti vachasimudzwa nemauto vakananga kunoradzikwa kumusha kwavo. Gibbs, I think we have some guests, two of our guests, that is I think Mr. Patrick Ndlovu and also Mr. Roma Nyati. Let's start with Mr. Nyati. Mr. Nyati, good evening. Mr. Nyati?
Hello.
Good evening. How are you?
Good evening. Fine, and how are you?
I'm doing great. And Mr. Ndlovu, are you on the line?
I'm on the line. How are you?
Thank you so much. Of course, Mr. Patrick Ndlovu is the communications director for ZAPU. And Mr. Roma Nyati is also a member of the party and a closer friend of the late Dumiso Dabengwa. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, so let's start with Mr. Roma Nyati. Mr. Nyati, can you tell us briefly about the memorial service today at White City Stadium? Briefly, sir. Can you hear me, Mr. Roma Nyati?
Hello.
Can you hear me? Uyangizwa kuhle kodwa?
Yeah, wena ungizwa?
Yes, sesikuzwa baba. Akusiyeleke ngamafitshane ukuthi kwenzakaleni lamhla eWhite City Stadium. Ngamafitshane sibili baba.
Yeah, hayi abantu abaningi babuyile eWhite City Stadium. Ngathi mina kubuye abantu abavela iZimbabwe yonke. Ngoba bekuyo mabhasi amanye suka eHarare, amanye suka eNtali. Abantu babenguningi babo. Kwaza kuthi sabanye abamaphathi. Kodwa abantu bebaningi ama-opposition party ngabe-NDC.
Hayi siyakuzwa kuhle.
Hayi
qhubeka kwamafutshane khona.
Yeah. Hayi abantu bakhulumile. Yathi bona hayi uDabengwa ikhawu. Yathi uDabengwa ubelihlele ukuthi abantu babe nempilo elungileyo. Ngoba into ekhona akazi abantu bayananzelela phela. Sathi sisilwa wonke umuntu ethembile ukubana kuyabe lihlala kahle. Kodwa kwathi kungena kwezane embusweni abantu zange bawubone ukuhlala kahle. Ngoba kwavele kwathi kungena awuthathanga iminyaka ethize kungasakule kule fiction between ZANU and ZAPU. So from there abantu bebengaphilanga kuhle. Njalo ayikhona lokho kodwa kwaba bonakala ukuthi izinto zemnotho lapha bezingahambi kuhle. So abantu bathanya uDabengwa bona ngoba uDabengwa futhi alungise ilizwe leli. Khonokho kuyasikulwela asikutholanga. Yikho okwenza lokuthi uDabengwa achiyane lezana. As a matter of fact, kwawuvele into yakhona noma abantu bekhala ukuthi bona kule unit kule kwakuba le unit. Akuzange bebe kule unit. You cannot massacre people. Sibe sithi na ngoba
So all what Mr. Nyati is saying, lessons that there was many people, some from Mutare, some from Harare, you know, they came using passes. And he says there were some opposition leaders who also attended the memorial service. And one of them is Mr. Nelson Chamisa of the MTC. So he says many people were actually praising what Mr. Chamisa Tabenga did. And he says they were praising him for one simple reason, for him sticking to the principles of the liberation struggle. So he says that's why he pulled ZAPU out of ZANU, because he was not happy about what was going on in Zimbabwe. So he wanted to make things right.
Let's go to Mr. Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu, are you on the line? Now, Mr. Ndlovu, just briefly, tell us about what you know about tomorrow's program.
Well, tomorrow's program is sort of limited to the interment process. We won't have as many speakers as we had today. I think it will be limited to the state speaker. I don't know who is coming on behalf of the state. And then we'll have the cultural leaders. And maybe a family member or two, but it's a very limited program. I don't believe more than two or four speakers.
Do you know what time he's likely to be buried?
I wouldn't know, but according to our culture, it should be before midday. Or then if it happens that midday occurs before interment, we'll have to wait until around 3, 4.
And we also understand that you were expecting some delegates from South Africa. Is this Mr. Mbeki and Mr. Zuma, as we have read in some publications?
We are expecting some comrades in arms of the late President Kabenga from South Africa. But unfortunately, right now, we cannot confirm their presence because, you know, at their level, it now becomes a state occasion. They are hosted by the state and so forth. And we haven't had any indications from the state as to whether they actually will be on site. But I know there was a desire from them to be able to attend the funeral.
Thank you so much, Ms. Ndlovu. Please do stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the funeral and the burial tomorrow of Liberation War icon and national hero Dumiso Dabengwa. We are now being joined by Mr. Bernard Manyadza, a member of the ZANLA High Command during the Liberation War. And Mr. Manyadza, he will be traveling to Bulawayo tomorrow for the burial. Mr. Manyadza, good evening. Hello, Mr. Manyadza.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Very clearly.
Thank you so much. Now, Mr. Manyadza, just tell us about what you know about the late Dumiso Dabengwa, what kind of person he was.
First of all, I would like to thank you so much for inviting me on your program. And can I say good evening to your listeners?
Thank you so much. The pleasure is ours.
I'm so humbled. But let me say this. On one of my video clips that are on my phone, Comrade Dumiso's prophetic words were, if I pass on and I meet Comrade Nikita Mangena and Comrade Tongu Kare and the rest, they are obviously going to ask me one question. What did you do about the democratic and liberation agenda? Because sadly, Comrade Dumiso passed on when those two agendas have not yet been accomplished. Independence, yes, we have our flag, we have our info independent from the British colonialists. But as to democratization and liberalization and liberation agenda, we are not yet there, I'm afraid. Okay. So, yes, Comrade Dumisa said they departed, and as I know him, he was a consistent traveler, consistent fighter for these two values, liberation and democracy, which is why he made his choice after the so-called Unity Accord in 1987, pulled out to pursue those values, democracy and liberation. I still remember Comrade Dumiso, Akatawa and Comrade Tom Karakulangesta, so we were informed that they were going to lead the Zipra and the Zandra as one united force. Sadly, that did not happen. And what did we have, Mazimbabweans? We had the so-called Gugura Window Operation. And the saddest part of our history, the darkest part of our history, Comrade Dumiso was never tormented so much by the Rhodesians, but so much by his colleagues, sadly. And my historians one day are going to uncover what really happened to Tukuno to discover Ma'amun. When we knew that Zipra was a fighting wing, there is a lot of cover up there as far as history is concerned. One day, this nation are going to be told, Kanakwani to democracy, Kwani to liberation, while this nation are going to be told, Kuti, the March nation, were a continuation of the new colonial agenda, Yema British. Mm-hmm. And the Comrade Dumiso, in his interaction with us, he was always consistent that something has to be done because democracy one day and the true liberation one day is yet to attend. And sadly, he has departed. Rakaita, this thing from there, GMC, the military council, Tikaita, the Zimbabwe Liberation Council, under UANC, the Avaida Kusimagila, the Floris, the lead, Tikabatirana, to sabotage that. Mm-hmm. It was not genuine. It was meant to sabotage Zipra and Zandra's efforts. Because we got to make People's Army, because it was sabotage because of near colonial agenda. I still remember an article Henry Kissinger. We have defended the Zipa snake in Mozambique. Why never could the destroyers in South Africa radicalization and get into power? The unity, Yema, Andes, Maria, Sandra, and Zipra. And sadly, Comrade Tongugal and Comrade Dumiso Bagango, Comrade Tongugal had departed. And Comrade Dumiso, Dombawaya was Sumba Kunokumuja. It's very sad. Mm-hmm. But in any, as I said, I'm so humbled. Let the Republicans know. But a true hero has departed. Agari we pasine politi hero. Kuti hivi hero. Uyu. Hivi hero pachake. Kuba 1939 pa wakazawa. Laki join na NDP. 1959. 20 years. Akanja wamo. He has been in that struggle for national democracy. Yati siku kondinyo. Yati nga nasi. Kuzikawa ita depart. Kaka Mazimbabweans. Kuzikawa kutende Mazimbabweans.
Thank you so much. I think you heard there from Mr. Manyadza. You know,
yes.
I like inviting him on this program because he's a moving dictionary when it comes to the country's history.
Mm-hmm.
And like he's testifying there that Dabengwa is a hero. There is no need for anyone or any political party to sit and consider his heroism. He is a hero. And he's saying that it's important that Zimbabweans must understand his immense contribution to the liberation of the country.
Mm-hmm. So now I think there are more colleagues that are talking about the late Tumiso Tobengwa. And one of them is Mr. Isaac Mavuga, who is the chairperson of ZAPU. I think we've got his videos. Let's try to get his video and see what you know he's saying about Tumiso Tobengwa.
Usually, the government takes over quickly, and the ruling party quickly comes in, takes over everything. But I appeal to Zimbabweans to be calm in this new novel case, that we still have the party that he was leading, and he has been declared the national hero, and we are forced to work together. And usually there are hiccups, but during the funeral we need not to have that. We have to behave and make sure that we know what we are doing. Both the ruling party and the opposition, we are looking at Tobengwa mostly being the leader of this country, of the nation, the leader of Africa, who has died for the people of Africa, for the people of Zimbabwe as a whole, despite your tribe, your political party.
We not like see Selense in his name, his Chile, Mariana, my name, Chile. And I was sure a good team.
Peace, it was what we were seeking for, and peace up to now is what we seek for. We stand for no violence whatsoever.
Amen.
Ours is to get a solution to our problems.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So those are some of the people that we're talking about. The late Tumiso Tobengwa, one of them is Mr. Isaac Mavuga, who is the chairperson of ZAPU, and the other one was Mr. Paul Tembanyati. You know, they were talking about the leadership of the late Tumiso Tobengwa, and you could hear Mr. Mavuga saying that he was the leader of Africa and the leader of the world. Then Paul Tembanyati says he's the last person who took him to Harare, and that was the last time he could see him, you know. And he says he wonders why, because he worked with him for a long time, and at the time when they were apart, when Mr. Nyati was in the MTC. And then lastly, he takes him to Harare. So he says, you know, there's a lot that maybe made him to think so many times. Yeah, so maybe...
Of course, we have our listeners and viewers. We have Malcolm Anotidaishe, Tadiwana She, Aruti, watching from Botswana. Thank you so much. Paul Januar, Aruti, watching from Kempton Park, South Africa. Tendai Mashonga, Aruti, Maskwera Seva, Shamarari, Jonga and Bule, Basamnogona, rest in peace, DD. Trust Chipanga, Aruti Baniraka Naka Madzishe, rest in peace, our comrade, Gift Mukaya, Aruti, watching you from Mafikeng, South Africa. And of course, we also have Terence Matienga, who says, rest in peace, Tumiso Taurai Shokonuve, says, rest in peace, Tata Ikawila Makawe.
So we've got a caller on the line, I think is Mr. Payana. Baba, Payana Painters, Gunjan.
Yebo, Tibe, Gunjan, Baba.
Ngiyaphila kakhulu mfowethu. Ungathini ke ngokutshona kuka Moyi uDumiso Tobengwa njalo ngempilo yakhe ngamafutshane sebeni?
Okokuqala ngekhala emdlulisa amazwi endiduze emdenini asemazimbabweni wonke ukuthi lahlekele sikhala nomdeni konke amazimbabweni duke indaba esingahlala kiyo dike iqiniso yebo ngiyalizwa lo-pelisika phezulu kodwa sizolikhuluma iqiniso izapha isenzelanga lutho ayikho into abasebenzeleyo nodabekwa nje nasiyangikwazi sengibheni zapho bayekuleke ukusakhela ngisonisa mbuzi yini into eyi-one owangikhombayo ukuthi nasi into esayenzelwa izaphu yini into eyi-one engasikhombayo ukuthi nasi into esayenzelwa izaphu yini ayikho ukuthi imali thini ikhona sayibona ngabo laba abantu bemini imikhaindawo ngathi imali ikhona akunamgwaqo izikolo ziyadilika emaphandleni kodwa into esasiyithola thina sayithola wona ama-tishet icela abhale ezaphu futhi nabo sihambeyena udabenga ukhithi izaphu sikuphelile ayikho into abasenzela yona njesingayikhuluma yona izikolo nje ayikho into abasenzela khona yebo kubuhlungu emdenini labo afowethu silahlekele nathi ukukulwa kwabo impi yebo kusongathi nje balela amahara ayikho into abayilelayo nje sokuyikho nje ukuthi bahamba babula kodwa basaza kusefana ngizokona ufasa nomandela bona umandela wabotshwa kodwa ezotshela into ecacayo kungcono namhlanje abatshela something abantu ababo bona bathi thiyeleni yini into ekhona dalelo stadium se-white city liyathi bona siyadilika kade sisigcekile emini liyakubona siyadilika
hhayi-ke siyakuza kakhulu mfowethu bakhona abadala lapha baza kuphendula kodwa sibonge kakhulu ungathina lokusasa mnumzana
okay shap
Yes, so what Mr. Payana is saying is that Zapu didn't do a lot for people, and this is maybe, you know, there are indications that even the White City Stadium where, you know, they were doing this memorial service, it seems as if he's crumbling. So he says, you know, they used to get Zapu T-shirts, they used to get a lot of Zapu paraphernalia, you know, but maybe now Zapu is gone, and what is going to happen next? And he says, you know, what did they fight for at the end of the day? Because people are suffering today, and things are not good at all. Yeah, so I think he posed those questions. Yeah.
You want to bring
maybe it's Ubabu Roma, Unyati. Baba Nyati, uzwele lapho umuntu yakhuluma ngamafitshane akumphendule, sibili uthi ye, siyakubona konke konoko ukuthi iZapu yalwa impi yenkululeko. Labo babodwa bengabasebenza sibili okunye okumangalisayo kodwa abantu bamadabudabu kungani vele akulanto eyabiswa libandla lezaphu so-ke ngamafitshane akumphendule khonapho siyakunika 1.5 minutes or 2 minutes
into yokuqala ukubangazwisisi ukuthi Zapu liberated this country were it not Zapu firepower the Cosmic conference would not have taken place. That he should understand. So Zapu liberated this country. Zapu did not run this country because he did not win. The people who ran the country ran, which has run the country down. Mama Fichan Matangara. He liberated the country, says Zapu, because of our power. If we were not satisfied with power, there would not be any continental conference in
1979. Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba. Solubambe khonapho. UThabani Ndlovu laye uyakhuluma lapho uthi I think Mr. Payana, the last caller, doesn't understand Zimbabwean politics. He's not sure of what he was saying. So that's what Thabani Ndlovu is saying there.
Tinemwe mtereri mkoma Richard Moyo Makadi.
Makadiko baba makadi.
Aiwa tiripo taurai zvenyu tiri kutaura nezvavadhabhengwa.
Ya regai chekutanga ndichi kumhuri yeZimbabwe nekwacho kwakadai. Ndiri kutenda zvangu basa ravakabata baba vadhabhengwa. Ndinofunga kuti ndinoimba kuti patanga tichikura tanga tichindwa nezvavo nezvataiona zvakasiyana siyana nebasa vakabata. Saka ndiri kutenda zvikuru kutiwa kukatakaitwa navo naMwari. Kubva vachiita zvose vachirwira nyika yeZimbabwe nokuita zvakasiyana siyana zvavakaita toda kutenda zvikuru Mwari wakatipa ivo baba vadhavengwa noupenyu hwavo hwese wakaratidza rudo kunyika yeZimbabwe yose toda kutenda zvinhu zvakatoda kutenda zvikuru kuita kwamwari nenguva yamwari sodenga ndovanoita kuda kwavo hatina zvatinga zvichinoti taivadawo zvikuru asi vakatisiyira nhaka yekuti ramangwana rinoitwa sei ramangwana robatwa sei saka ndiri kungotenda izvozvo zvavakatisiyira senyika yeZimbabwe kuti nesu patasara tiri mapenyu tikachengetedza njere dzavaitipa kanoku vakavaida kuti tiitike ndona nyika yeZimbabwe yakafamba zvakanaka zvino zvinoitika mukati moupenyu nemashoko iwo mashoma shoma handina zvangu mazhinji asinde kuti mwari ndimwaveta kuda kwavo kuti mweya wavo ngauzorore murugare inzira yedu tose atina zvatingazviita nekuti kutonga ndika mwari kana mwari vatonga vatonga atina zvatingaita ndotenda
tinotenda zvikuru vamoyo Mr. Richard Moyo there is saying he wants to thank Mr. Dabengwa the late for his lifetime of sacrifice. Gibbs.
Yes, so I think we've got another video of you know, the Zapo Foundation speaking at White City Stadium today. So maybe let's get that video.
I would like to extend our warmest condolences to Mama, Mrs. Dabengwa, Umaku, and Zobaba Fond called to the Dabengwa children, Dabengwa and Kumaro families, Zap, Zipa Kadas, Obaba's friends and colleagues from the various times in his life. General, I'm not one to speak in occasions like this, particularly for bearing a man of the stature like Obaba Dabengwa. Because I know that given an opportunity to speak, because I'm not shy, I will not be euphemistic. I will speak about things as they are. And but darling, I've spent so much time with Obaba Dabengwa in the last about 2 years. I know a lot of things that were dear to his heart, and I would like to share some of them today. About 25 months ago, I had a meeting with Dr. Dabengwa to discuss his legacy. It is at that meeting that the idea of having a foundation was birthed. It did not take us too long to see that in preserving the legacy of such a giant, a foundation with a noble idea. He initially resisted to have it named after him, saying he is not big enough. Those who are close to him would confirm that Dr. Dabengwa was a man of humility. He lived his life as an ordinary person and never insisted on his greatness. He never self-aggrandized. At the close of that meeting, he asked me to prove that I am serious about the issue of the foundation by taking baby steps towards the setup.
So that's a member of the Dumisa Dabengwa Foundation. So he says when they were setting it up, he didn't want to have it. He said, no, the people should actually have it and own it, not him. So he says he was a man of humility. So maybe that's one part of Mr. Dumisa Dabengwa's kind of life, you know.
Let's go back to Mr. Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu?
I'm on line, sir.
Yes, you also worked with Mr. Dabengwa. You heard what the foundation said there about his humility. I think that's what we are hearing from many people, that he was humble. Just tell us about your work with him for these past years.
Well, I first worked with him. I think that was in 2013 when I was seconded to Zapo's National Executive Committee as the Publicity Secretary. Well, as a young man then, and as someone working close to someone of Mr. Dabengwa's stature, could see maybe I could sort of say intimidated. But then he was so humble to a point where he would call me and ask me to come to his office. And then he would discuss things with me as if he's discussing with an equal. He would never say maybe you feel maybe small in his presence, but he made you feel like an equal. He would listen. One attribute about him, he could listen to you. He'd ask for your opinion, he would ask for an idea, and he would listen to you. He'd discuss the idea with you as an equal. That is one thing that I learned from him. To be able to listen to other people, to appreciate their ideas. He was disarming in that manner. He never raised his voice. He was always so calm about everything.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu. Gibbs?
Yes, Lobaba, we are postly meeting Dube. Baba Dube, unawachona njani?
Unawachona Dube, unawachona njani.
Isi ya pila kuli. Stamson, telefoni, nukti siku za kuli. Yes, that's what I was saying. What is the name of Mr. Dumisa Dabengwa?
Hey, Dumisa Dabengwa, you have to go to the school. uthuke wayemtini engumfana omncane wanikela impilo yakhe yonke ekulweni impi yeZimbabwe ilizwe laze lakhululeka. Simbonile ebambe ama-portfolio athile okubalela khona e-Home Affairs. Kodwa-ke okubuhlungu ukuthi ekugcineni bagcine abadala bemkhaphule bamlahla njengento engazange yenza lutho elizweni leZimbabwe. Uthe esebuyele luzapha ngenxa yokuthi i-unit accord ayizange yasebenza, isebenze nganxanye. Ube sadingeka uDumiso esigabeni layibizwe elikhona i-economize. Ngomunye wabantu akade bemathiwa kakhulu, akade belobuntu, akade sihlanyelela ukuthi bazosiza ukuthi baqhubekisele phambili imibono emise ngelizwe leZimbabwe. Bekuyadingeka ukuthi nangalesi sikhathi sikhuluma ukhona, kodwa wedlule ngokuthanda zamlimi. Ngibona abantu abaningi kakhulu bakhala ngokuthi iZimbabwe ilahlekelwe. UDumiso indoda emena iqiniso and bekhuluma iqiniso angajiki. Ubekhuluma lokho akukholwayo njengoba kunjalo. Siyakuswela ukuthi nga buyavuswa amadoda anjengoDabengwa amaningi eZimbabwe, ilizwe lethu belizobuya libe right.
Ye, phosele ukugcina khonapho-ke baba Dube.
Hayi, singathi thina njengabantu beZimbabwe sithe emulini kaDabengwa babakhale belethemba, umlandu awuqophileyo uswele ende sizawukhumbula. Bese ngigcina ngokuthi ngithi lala kahle kawelethu lesizwe seZimbabwe.
Siyabonga kakhulu-ke Apostle Midian Dube khona ngapho-ke kwele South Africa. Ungadinga lokusasa-ke Apostle. Yes, so Apostle Midian Dube is saying that the late Dumiso Dabengwa was a mature politician and a great leader. He says he stood for the truth all the time.
And of course, he worked closely with Umkhonto weSizwe, the ANC military wing from the 1960s onwards. This is why South Africa is mourning him like one of their own. Let's go back to Mr. Manyaza. Mr. Manyaza, is you on the line?
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Manyaza, one person who is yet to visit the Dabengwa family is President Emmerson Mnangagwa, and there was also an incident in Parliament where ZANU-PF members of Parliament refused to give him a minute to observe a minute of silence in the honor of the late Dabengwa. Are you at all surprised by this?
This is a very rare thing. Zimbabwean historians one day are going to uncover what's really happening behind the scenes. There's a lot of cover up as far as I am concerned, and why juniors to Comrade Dabengwa should stand down. That observing a minute of silence in honor of certain icon, not just for Zimbabwe, but for the whole of Southern Africa. It's tragic. It just points where we are going. Probably let me point out that in our side, Kuzanu, the revolution was hijacked in 1977. If there are any people who are listening to this, I want to ask them to implore them to listen very carefully. This is where the whole thing went off course. When Chitepo and the Comrade Zetboyo were leading these two liberation movements, there was smooth and cordial understanding between them. But when the leadership changed, especially in ZANU, the whole thing went off course. And I'm not surprised why today the ZANU parliamentarians would turn down that suggestion to observe a minute of silence in honor of COVID. I understand it. Because people have been so been hardened to be so anti, anti-Zapu, as if Zapu was not deliberate. In any case, Zapu was formed before the ZANU splintered off from Zapu. Let historians know this, that the first Panduki in the liberation movement, where ZANU, the Panduki and Zapu, as simple as that.
Yeah.
So from there, we need a national reconciliation, a liberation movement to understand the proper perspective in this thing. Anyway, that's my contribution. Comrade Dumiso Damengwa said it gets equal United Nations than disuniting them.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Manyaza. He had that the first rebellion was actually from ZANU-PF elements splitting from ZANU.
And that was 1963, right? Yes. So, slow up again. Undo, but come on, dressing up out. Sim tati, come on. Hey, Baba, do you want to
answer? If I'm not easy, I'll answer your call. Idani na hicho babu babu tuva ngeti
iye kunjalo
iye kona siyabonga ngempela indlela izaphu iyenza ngakhona ukuze sithole inkululeko ngoba siyabazi abantu babesiyilwa kakhulu futhi hayi kancane. So babesiyilwa siyabazi siyabonga yilwa siyabazi siyabona yilwa
ye ifoni yakho ngazani sitshayela ngazani angwazinda uyangizwa kuhle kodwa
right man
ye okay ngamafutshane wabo
siyabonga sikhalise bona imuli yathi nabantu bonke abasezimbabwe ngoba udabenga siyamazi ukuthi wayengasiyona i-tribal leader njengalaba sibabona manje kathi into nje ebusuku yikuthi useze wahamba echiya eZimbabwe abantwana baseZimbabwe bodwa bengakhululekanga basancindezele. And isizathu salokhu kuyiyo nje yonke yokuthi abantu basemathebelele they are minority. So okuba minority kwabo but okuba clever kwabo ngasethi kuseni awuzange kusebenze. Basebenzela labo abayimajority abangakwaziyo ukubuyisa what parties, what is ZANU said, including ZANU, NDC, they are the same. Abakwazi ukubusa abantu basepressioneni into abayaziyo ukufuna izikhundla bebe phezulu behluleka ukubusa. That's why iben uChamisa ethathele umama uMakhuthe. That's the reason. Ngapha nakuZANU abantu basemathebeleni bahlala bengamapresident. Ukuze konke lokho kungalunga kuzobonakala inkululeko loba kudumisa owayelwela kanzima kanye sesiyazi ukuthi babeyilwela ngoba ama-Zipa they are very clever. They were tell this army and babesila ngokuqotho ngokuzimisela babengabulalisa abantu amasivileni babesila nabantu abalwa nabo and babengamavili ama-destructure abazangeke bebulalisa abantu emakhaya. So ngaleyo ndlela-ke into engiyibona-ke siqalale ngokuthula kodwa ekwazi ukuthi usiye sloko esinjalo singakakhululeki ngenxa yokuthi ilizwe lathathwa ngabantu abangakwazi ukubusa abafuna izikhundla lasanda namhlanje
lisiyeendaweeklawoleyi
agotshwa ngayo kuthiwa wayeyena akusona iqiniso ngamanga umuntu mezokutshela ukuthi abantu basemathebelende babesapota ama-distance amanga aluhlaza yinhlamba futhi atho manga yinhlamba uyasihluka zange sapota ama-distance thina sasapota ama-Zipa not ama-distance. So yonke leyo nto eyazi ukuthi uhambe iloku ingane engakalungiseki kodwa okulwela kwaphilisa hhayi siyabonga kakhulu
hhayi siyabonga kakhulu-ke Ndlovu. Yes, sibonga kakhulu-ke Ndlovu baba ungathi nokusasa. So he says that you know the reason why Zimbabwe is in such problems is what Mr. Manyata really said, you know, saying that the revolution was hijacked. So he says it was literally hijacked by people who had no clue of ruling the country. So he's really unhappy, and he says it's untrue that you know, Kukuraundi, sorry, to Mr. Tabengwa, mm-hmm. is the one who spearheaded the kind of problems that were in Matabeleland and the Midlands provinces, leading to the deployment of Kukuraundi. Mm-hmm. So he says people must be careful about some of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Mr. Romanyati. Mr. Nyati? Now, Mr. Nyati, the burial, like we said, is tomorrow. Just talk to Zimbabweans now who might be listening. What do you want them to do tomorrow? Those at least who can travel or wherever they are, those in the diaspora like us who might not be or able to attend.
Ngathi mina laba baseduze bangabuya siyondeba obadabengwa. Ngithi mina njalo kulintanga esakhulayo kuyamele bakhathe ingathi bebadabengwa kupolitiki ukubana lize leli lize likhulukele ngoba Romania is filling. The liberation was hijacked. So we are mainly more like we disable and talking why. I want to be cool. Being all from a feature.
Yes, I was our colleague, Baba Romania. So all what you are saying is that, you know, the liberation strategy was hijacked. So there's need to put it on track, you know. And it didn't say exactly what should be done. So now I think we've got Mr. Efidlela Ncube. He's on video talking about the late Tumiso Tabengwa. He's a political analyst and a historian as well. Mm-hmm. So let's listen to what he's saying.
Igama lami ngu-Efidlela Ncube, umhlali wakoBulawayo. Njengabaningi bonke abeZimbabwe sikhathazekile kakhulu sizukuhlungu ngokulahlekelwa ngubaba uTabengwa iqhawe lesizwe umuntu olwe walwa kwaze kwafika lapho ahlikene khona lomphefumulo elwela inkululeko yabantu efuna ukubakhulula phakathi kosizi phakathi kobuyanga phakathi kokugcilazwa phakathi kokuncindezelwa sithi hamba kahle qhawe umsebenzi wakho sizasala siwenza.
That was Mr. Efidlela Ncube. He's a historian. He says, you know, the late Tumiso Tabengwa fought for freedom. And he says people should continue fighting for freedom in Zimbabwe.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, we are almost coming to the end of this show. And our guests this evening, we have Mr. Patrick Ndlovu from the ZAPU Communications Office in the Southern Region. We also have Mr. Roma Nyati, a friend of the late Tumiso Tabengwa. And interestingly, when I called Mr. Tabengwa sometime last year, he gave me Mr. Nyati's number. He said, "You always call me Blessing. You must also call Mr. Nyati sometimes." And then, we have Mr. Bernard Manyaza, a member of the Zandla High Command. Regaiti mbwende kunemwe mtereri wa chamboko makadi.
My troubles.
Aiwa, tinotenda nemi mapinda wa mchirongwa chedu. Nasi tiri kutaura nezvava Tabengwa. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu. Nareja chiningeri kunetsva here kachidzokere kuna Gibbs.
Yes, so let's get another video of Mr. John Spanda. I think he's a former freedom fighter. Let's hear what he says about the late Tumiso Tabengwa.
Kadesi engwazi ngakho ukuthi ube sevule iTabengwa Foundation. Ukuthi abantwana bafunde ngepolitics, bafunde into zonke lezi ukuthi zenziwa njani. Umsebenzi wonke wenziwa njani, baqathela njani, bangahlukuzani abantu. Bafundisane futhi ipolitics yabantwana nabadala ngabe ngena labo bafundisa abantwana ukuthi ipolitics ihamba so ngokathesi yabengasetshonile bekungakapheleli umsebenzi wakhe ukuthi awusebenze belokhu esaphambili abantwana basele lokhu beseselesiloko zane lokufuna ukufunda la ephambili engikwazi yikho lokho ngayo uTabengwa lami ndasesithile asisakwazi usiza kwenzenzeka sesikhangelana ngamehlo lalo ukuthi asisakwazi lalo ukuthi asisakwazi kodwa ke uNkulunkulu uzangenela uzakwenza okuzakwenza ubonakala abantu bazakubona ukuthi kwenzakalayo uzamfaka omunye ozafaka edabeni akula njengoba kuthiwa ukuthi kona inkamba kayivala nxa kufe umember incharge uzabakhona omunye ozabala esikhundla esiyadabeni sosenza uzasiyaqhubekela phambili ezapha funa izapha iwe emuva izapha yayili ibanje eliqondileyo eliqiniso ukwenza into ngendlela eqondileyo njalo yayingafuni ukuthatha into zabantu babe winile ilizwe balisa ilizwe labuya selibuyile ilizwe zange izapha ikhulebe into zabantu yayifuna abantu basebenze ngento zabo abalazo bangathathi impahla zabo bangathathi izindlu zabantu bangathathi inkomo zabantu bangathingi.
That is Mr. Smanda. Mr. Smanda is one of the people who were in the liberation struggle. Mm-hmm. So what he's saying there is that there is this Dumisa Tobengo Foundation. Mm-hmm. So children are going to learn a lot from the foundation in terms of the liberation struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, people are really not sure what is going to happen to ZAPO.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, when you ask somebody, anybody next to you will say, I don't know. So he says, you know, but ZAPO won't die because mm-hmm. when the member in charge of a police station dies,
mm-hmm.
the police station doesn't shut down.
Mm-hmm.
That is the expression, you know. So he says, therefore, ZAPO will not die. So he's looking at ZAPO being revived after the death of the late Dumisa Tobengwa. So maybe we'll throw this question to one of our participants here after we've taken the caller, maybe.
Maybe Mr. Ndlovu. Mm. Mr. Ndlovu, will the party survive the departure of Dr. Tobengwa? And, you know, the party also lost another stalwart, that is Joshua Nkomo. Will it survive these two giants?
That is a very good question. Now, if you remember in 2016, the last Congress, Tobengwa had indicated his desire to step down from the party presidency because his constitutional two terms had come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
Already in his demise, we have constitutional provisions. There is already someone in an acting capacity to fulfill the program of the party. We are preparing for Congress next year.
Mm-hmm.
Already we have set in place a Congress Preparations Committee. That is bigger than an individual. In the words of Tobengwa, that is even bigger than Joshua Nkomo. That is bigger than Tobengwa. That is an ideology. Nkomo believed in that ideology. Tobengwa believed in that ideology. Mr. Romagnati, whom we have as a listener there, is a compatriot of Tobengwa. He believes in that ideology. They have taught us that ideology need to believe. An ideology doesn't die. Individuals come and live with it, and they teach other people. ZAPO will survive. It will have to survive even us.
Mm-hmm.
May I also point out something that we've been omitting.
Mm-hmm.
One reason why Tobengwa revived ZAPO or pulled ZAPO out of the Unity Accord,
mm-hmm.
it was to reasset in the minds of the people of Zimbabwe, in the history books of Zimbabwe, the role that ZAPO played, the role that ZIPA played. It was emphasized today at White City that the government then confiscated the records of ZAPO and ZIPA,
mm-hmm.
besides confiscating their property.
Mm.
Those records were the most comprehensive. Even ZALA never had records that were so comprehensive.
Mm-hmm.
It had the names of troops deployed to different fronts. It had the names of troops who had fallen.
Mm-hmm.
It was a desire for Tobengwa to respond to a question that was asked in 2016 by an old lady in Rwanda,
mm-hmm.
who said, my son left for the war in 1977. In 2016, Tobengwa still even came back to me and told me what has happened to my son.
Mm-hmm.
The old lady told Tobengwa that every time at night when the dogs bark, I think I hear my son walking into my homestead.
Mm-hmm.
May you please tell me, Tobengwa, what happened to my son?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the reasons why I refused to go to Heroes Acre.
Mm-hmm.
He said he won't lie in Heroes Acre while the sons of people were lying in unknown graves in the forest of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the reasons why we failed that Zimbabwe to stand as an entity again.
Mm-hmm.
And we demanded this afternoon, our records from the government. he believed strongly that those records were not destroyed. As Babuga said, in his words of Tabema, Ama records it, Bana, Ugaba, Chisaga, Umelevali, and we want those records.
Thank you. Very moving statement there from Mr. Patrick Ndlovu. Tinaba ndomboka pa phone makadi.
Makadiko mambo.
Aiwa tiripo zvedu. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu nguva yedu ndo inenge yajikanana.
So, aiwa tine tevo kwakanyanya. Pane gamba redu renyika. Nisemaonera angu murume anga tiri selfish boy. Wakaenda kuhondo wakasunungura nyika. Wakatiza wakasunungura nyika. Ana wamba akarumirira kutanga. Una akaro wakando mazinoba kutie. Enda rambe jarambira kutika kutara. Ando mtaruta murumo. Na chitare chitare kuna aruma atusara ya kutino. Chinoni sama kutina hazi kasi mbea kumanya kutu. Wa gamba renyika takona zvapana chana anachamisa nezuro chamisa chaasere aitotambana atabengwa makuti kurenyu sapota chiri iye achatova president wangacho tabengwa kato kutika kutika apoda pacheni that's the true leader. We lead by exemplary. To kumbira na mkuma nda ma youth leader ane 57 years ane 70 years ayo ya tezero a good example ya kata kateni.
Tinotenda skuru from Mr. Ndomboka, unfortunately the line was breaking a bit, but essentially he's saying that he wants to pay tribute to Dabengwa the hero, and he's saying that although he fought for the country's liberation war, he was not greedy, you know. He knew when to let go. And he's saying that is what is lacking from the current leadership, Gibbs.
Yeah, we've got a question from Mosi Ngube, who is in Virginia. He says, why is Mr. Mnangagwa not attending Tabengwa's funeral and burial, while two former South African presidents, Thabo Mbeki and Jacob Zuma, and also former South African Speaker of Parliament, Baleka Mbete, are attending? What's the beef? Zimbabweans need to know. Mr. Patrick Spanda, do you have any response to that?
Patrick Ndlovu.
I wouldn't know the program of the state president, but it's natural to expect him to attend, and this is for the pressing state commitments. So far, we haven't had any communications as to the attendance of him. We wouldn't like to speculate on any beef, because in the words of the president, he met Dr. Dabengwa just before he left for India on his final trip. So maybe the reason of security, they didn't inform us in the morning. I cannot confirm one way or the other, but I don't think there is any beef on the part of the state president, because he has been helping the family and the party with resources, and he sent a personal message through his deputy, Kembo Mahad. So I don't know what pressing state commitments he might have that have prevented him from visiting the family.
Maybe before you go there, who is the acting ZAPU president?
Mr. Mabuga. The constitution stipulates that that there is no president or vice president, the national chairperson acts in that capacity.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I think, unfortunately, we have come to the end of our broadcast. And we want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Bernard Manyaza, member of the Zandla High Command, Mr. Roma Nyati, a member of ZAPU and also a close friend of the late Dumiso Dabengwa, Mr. Patrick Ndlovu, Communications Director, ZAPU. We also want to thank our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course, not forgetting our team behind the scenes, our producer and engineers, signing off and saying rest in peace to Dumiso Dabengwa. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe. Have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.